From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. The UN says more people in need around the world. The United Nations launched a record appeal Friday for $22.5 billion U.S. dollars to help 91 million people in need of humanitarian aid. UN Humanitarian Chief Mark Lowcock said a total of 136 million people are in need across the world, which is about 5% higher than the projection at this time last year. Lowcock spoke at the UN in Geneva.
The big drivers of humanitarian need for 2018 will continue to be conflict and violence, which forces people to flee from their homes, denies them access to adequate food, and robs them of their livelihoods. There will also be, we expect in 2018, the regular occurrence of natural disasters.
Lowcock said the largest crisis in the world at the moment is in conflict-wracked Yemen, where 20 million of the country's 25 million people need aid and 7 to 8 million are on the brink of famine. The U.S. state of Hawaii has tested a nuclear attack warning siren for the first time since the end of the Cold War. This is in an effort to prepare people for a possible missile attack by North Korea. Friday's test comes just days after North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile that some analysts say could reach the U.S. mainland. U.S. President Donald Trump will likely declare Jerusalem as the capital of Israel during a speech scheduled for next Wednesday, according to multiple news sources. The development was first reported by the news website Axios. The move, which comes after months of internal deliberations, could inflame tensions across the Middle East. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's newly installed president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has named his new cabinet. The choices exclude members of the opposition, dashing hopes that Mnangagwa would seek to create a more inclusive political climate than his predecessor, Robert Mugabe. Robert Gutu is spokesman for the opposition Movement for Democratic Change. He says that the new cabinet represents no change for Zimbabwe.
It's really a cabinet that I would say is like putting old wine in new bottles. It is like showing the reverse side of the same coin. We don't see any fundamental shift from the old order of the former president, Robert Mugabe.
The main opposition leader told the Associated Press there had been no dialogue with the new administration. He said Mnangagwa has a very small window to demonstrate how and whether he will deliver on national expectations of change. To the cheers of hundreds of students Friday, President Mnangagwa delivered a message about economic revival at a graduation ceremony at the Chinhoyi University of Technology west of Harare. The new president told the students the economically struggling country must modernize in order to engage with a fiercely competitive world. A group of heavily armed suicide assailants stormed a university campus in northwestern Pakistan Friday. At least 9 people were killed and 35 others wounded. Doctors say most of the victims are students. Here's Mustafa Khan, who witnessed the attack.
As we were running out of the room, the attackers saw us and started firing at us. But God saved us. I ran and hid behind the garden. Shells hit the garden.
The Pakistani Taliban took credit for ordering the attack, claiming the facility is linked to the Pakistani spy agency. The military says the gunfight with terrorists who were dressed in female burqas lasted several hours and 3 militants were killed. The Ethiopian government says it will close all 27 refugee camps in its territory over the next 10 years and integrate residents into local communities. An official working on the process told VOA it will be a gradual transition that will support refugees directly within host communities. Ethiopia has the second largest refugee population in Africa, according to the United States Refugee Agency. And United States Senate Republicans are closer to passing their $1.5 trillion tax bill as of Friday. They've overcome 11th-hour hitches in their effort to present a bill to President Trump by Christmas. U.S. Senator Jeff Flake is the latest to say he will vote in favor of the bill. More on VOAnews.com. For now, I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.